I was going to say something else. It's Poirée again, and it's still the 24th of March, and it's still Thursday. Yes, I was going to say something about scooters and the scooter dilemma. I think sometimes, and we found this as well with some kiddie equipment, sometimes you just have to admit you got it wrong and buy the thing that works. I know it feels a bit like then that money's wasted or whatever, but if it's not working for, and something like a scooter is getting used all the time if you get the right one, I would just bite the bullet and buy another Microlite type scooter, because they do use them tons. I mean, my two still play with their scooters, and they're 9 and 6. The type, I don't know if it this Microlite we've got, it's one of those really lightweight ones anyway, that that the handle has got quite a huge adjustment range on it. And yes, they're ever so sturdy, they're cheap, cheerful, very lightweight, and they have lasted an incredible amount of time. So yeah, I would say go for it. But we found that with other things as well. I have gone through about 6 different pushchairs. I only have 2 children, and we have actually owned about 6 different pushchairs at various times. Always sold the other one on. Actually, no, we didn't. No, I think we gave some away, and well, I think a couple are still in the loft. Oops. But yeah, I think we bought a couple on eBay because certain pushchair, certain time was right, and later on it wasn't. So yes, we've been through a few of those, and looking back, it does seem rather silly now. But at some point, you just have to realise that the thing that sounded really, really good when before you had children or when they were very small, isn't actually that practical when you use it day to day. So yeah, get her the scooter. It's not like it's a huge amount of money. Go and get the scooter. But now I've got some extra time, I'll talk a bit about the caravan. We tend to treat the caravan as sort of, it's very cheap holidays. We can go away for the 4 of us for a week for about £250. I don't think you could do many holidays for 4 people for £250 in this country. But also, it's a bit like travelling on wheels. We can go and visit people with it, and especially now it's a caravan. We used to have a folding camper, which was sort of tent on top, sort of caravan on the bottom, which was great, but it limited the season, so we couldn't really go away. When it's now, I mean, now it's lovely outside during the day, really sunny, beautiful weather, but at night it's going to get cold, so we probably wouldn't camp this time of year. But now we can go away, we can go and visit people, and we're sort of bringing our bed with us. And also, the kids, if they get tired, they can go to bed when they want to go to bed, rather than if you go to a motel room, you've got their bed in the same room as yours, so you pretty much have to put them to bed and then sort of sit with the light really dim, trying to read or something for the rest of the evening, which gets a bit silly. But yes, I'm really, really looking forward to it. We started out with a very, very old folding camper, which I think we used for a couple of years, year and a half, something like that, which we bought for about £1,200, and then sold it on for £1,000, so we didn't lose much on that at all. Upgraded to a newer folding camper, and pretty much the same thing again. We pretty much got the same money back when we eventually sold it back on. We're kind of hoping that the caravan will do much the same. We've never bought brand new, so the big depreciation's gone. It's a lot of money to invest in it, but it still you tend to get the money back out again. So yes, very much looking forward now to getting some good weekends away last minute. And having exploring a bit more of our own country, so that should be fun. Anyway, I'm going to stop there. That's my second boo. I've got so much to do today, and I've been procrastinating. So speak to you all again soon. Bye-bye.